Welcome back to Freight Waves Now. And Donnie, you alluded to it a little earlier that we saw this reversal on Monday. It was a pretty big one. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that because we were at 225, up 5 cents from the day before, which is a good thing overall, but we need it to continue this upward.
Yeah, so we've been below this blue line for our dailies. So it's going, that was pulling this average down. With one day back up to 230, we've been able to hold our weekly average at 225. Mm-hmm. Now, this should hopefully continue to either at least stay at this level or increase.
Should the rise.
Since Christmas is pretty much this weekend.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, that just shows you how strong the carrier or the shippers are controlling these markets.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending on what happens this week, I mean, it can affect what that pricing power index, like it kind of shows that, hey, maybe shippers have a little more leverage than what we thought, or I don't want to say carriers have more leverage because you see what happened after Thanksgiving. It kind of shows that they don't have the leverage.
It carries on the leverage, but what if you're in a position where you can't go home because you got to bring in as much money as you can?
Yeah.
That could, again, oversupply the market for Christmas and the week between Christmas and New Year's.
And keep rates lower than what people...
Keep rates a lot lower.
Yeah.
Or can you just pack it up and go home? Well, probably a lot of people are pretty tight on money right now. They didn't bring in what they expected to, so they're probably going to keep their trucks out.
Yeah, and that affects the market as a whole, right? As you talk about it, everybody needs to work together and effectively, and it's the same thing for the longer term trend, right? You need capacity to exit the market. You need it around the holidays, and it will to some extent to leave the market. Eventually, it will likely come back at the beginning of the year, but you think about it, that leave the market pushes rates up. It makes things better for those that do stay out on the road. It's the same thing in the long term trend. Capacity comes off the market. It makes it better for those that are staying in business effectively, and it's just a matter of when does that happen, right? That's yeah. the age.
I mean, do I want to go off the road and make no money for other people to
yeah
my
yeah
competitors to come yeah, in I mean the, stay in? So that's a tough call.
At the end of the day, people are acting in their own self-interest, right? And for a lot of them, their self-interest right now is to bring in money and they stay on the road, and it sees this decline because typically you don't really see a huge decline from Thanksgiving to Christmas, right? You might see it level off and then go back up, but you don't really see it drop, 15 cents in about a week?
And like I say, we talk about
2 weeks.
When we have a weak freight market, we see big, peaks, but they're short.
Yes.
And so we saw it go up, right back down. And that was that one blast where everybody got together and ran their rates up. Mm-hmm. And we might see it go back up, but it may, we may not get back as high as where we were at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And the thing about it is it happens over time, right? Like it's not a, you can see the spikes get a little higher, but there's more volatility is amplified during these times, right?
Yeah, that is the answer to it, volatility. Yeah. Let's check out the contract market. So we are way down here now on our contract market. So yes, contracts have been pushed down. What concerns me is what happened back here. This is the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. We see contracted rates start to drop off typically around the first year. Now, there's actually not a lot of much more room for them to go down.
No.
So can we see it? We may see a little bit falling down here as we cross into the first quarter. But again, we're below the previous 2 years.
Well, we talked about it. We made the bet. Where do contract rates end up? And you said below $2 because at the time the market signaled that this decline, I mean, that was early in the year where we saw contract rates falling. We saw spot rates decline to the levels in May was the bottom really for spot rates. We were like, okay, that's going to pull contract rates down to that $2 a mile mark. What we've seen is it's been fairly resilient. I mean, you'd have to see basically a 15% drop from here to get to $2. And that's granted, this next round of bids, as Craig Fuller alluded to on the State of Freight last week, it's probably that last chance for shippers to claw back any money for savings before the next kind of up cycle looking into 2025. Or are they going to get that aggressive?
I think it's going to be a fight for the carriers trying to get that number one spot in the waterfall.
Yeah.
And and their routing guides.
Yeah.
I think it may not be shippers pushing rates down. It may be carriers pushing their own rates down.
Yep, absolutely. So, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.